Hello, everybody. This is just going to be a very quick demonstration of paperback absolutely blowing it out of the water. So we're going to go to my desktop and we're going to run Dolphin Easy Reader. So let's press enter. Chug. Chug. There we go. All right. So we're now in something that's called the My Books List list, and we're going to go through it. And I will slow down my speech rate, as I imagine not everybody can understand my eloquence at that rate. So we're at about rate 60. And there's a lot of duplicated information here. Like, let's press down arrow again.
Where my time, great progress, 0% duration, format above library imported on this device, press enter to open the mirror, press shift plus F10 for more options. Where my time, great progress, 0% duration, format above library imported on this device, press enter to open the mirror, press shift plus F10 for more options, feel free.
Yeah, there's a lot of duplicated info there, but all right, that's fine. So let's go ahead and hit enter. This is a pretty big book. This is what I use to stress test paperback, and it's just chugging. Chug. Chug. Chug.
Dialogue,
Chug.
Worm, Dolphin Easy Reader, dialogue, UAD6F6.tmp.html, web content region, browse mode, graphic document, heading level 1.6, 1.3.
There we go. All right. So that took it a minute,
My
but
training schedule consists heading level 1.6, 1.
we're here. Now if I hit escape, takes a second.
My books list programming window 15,
And
CHMI, progress 0.
now we're here. All right. So you'll notice I have a CHM file imported. Paperback can handle this CHM perfectly.
Programming window 15,
But
CHMI.
now let's press enter in Easy Reader.
Multi-device recorder, volume DB, edit selected, minus 33.24.
And I'm thrown out of the Easy Reader window, which initially made me think it crashed. But if I alt tab,
Programming window 15, CHMI, Dolphin Easy Reader, column 2207.
we have a window that I released alt tab on, but that won't take focus. Hang on.
Failed to load the dialog unable to open this
There we
quickly with
go.
no error. https://kb.yourbulletin.com/knowledge/error/messages/easier/your-number-easier/error code. https://kb.yourbulletin.com/knowledge/error/messages/easier/your-number-easier/error/code.
When attempting to import an unknown extension and unsupported format, we get an unknown error in a dialog that I had to alt tab 3 times to focus, which is great.
Dolphin Easy, my books.
Now we'll hit shift tab.
Dialog, sidebar list, my books.
Okay.
Manage libraries, 215.
And all of these are duplicated.
My books, 115. Manage libraries, 215. ABC Global Book Service, ABC Global Book Service, Bookshare, Bookshare, 405, Cell Library, Cell Lab, Google Classroom, Google Classroom, Google Drive, Google Drive, 7, Microsoft Education, Microsoft Edge, Microsoft OneDrive, NLS, NLS Project, Gutenberg, my newspaper, my clipboard, text, my sidebar list, settings, 14 of 15.
And I didn't do anything there to make it announce sidebar list. I just pressed the down arrow key.
About adult 15 of 15. Sidebar list, about
And if I
adult
keep
15 of 15.
pressing it on the last item,
About adult 15 of 15. Sidebar list, about adult 15 of 15. About adult 15 of 15.
it just does this over and over again. Let's actually try and go into a book now. Like, and just kind of explore what else they have. So we'll open this slightly smaller book so it doesn't have to chug for nearly as long. Chug. Chug. Here we are. All right. So this works. There are more blank lines than I'd like, but it's possible that's an artifact of the HTML. And if I want to go to the next chapter, there's a separator down here and a load next element. So let's press enter. Okay, we're at the forward now. And it works. And I can go next, but there's no way to go back. So I don't really understand that. And there's a fun problem with this web view where, as you heard, it read something about May 2015, and then I pressed tab and it said 2015 again. So now let's hit tab. Okay, so there's a ton of buttons, but and a doubled dialogue in a window that I tabbed to. Okay, and there's a tree view here, and then past it, I was tabbing, not shift tabbing. There's a tab control, so let's press right arrow on the tab control. Page is tab selected, but if I press tab from here, I'm brought back into the document, so I have to hit shift tab. And I can't shift tab from the web view. It's wrapping me between the bookmark button and the web view. So I have to wrap all the way back around. Oh my god, and I did it. So I accidentally wrapped around too far, so I have to go again. Okay. Bookmarks. And I have to hit shift tab to see the result of changing this tab control. But at this point, I'm being a little bit pedantic. You get the point. This is far from a completely optimal reading experience with a screen reader. So let's press Alt F4 and go into paperback. Oh, and would you look at that? It was also loading Worm. And even still, with launching the entire application, checking for and displaying a developer update dialogue, and loading that EPUB, it was faster than Easy Reader loaded the EPUB to begin with. So, just to give you a little bit more of a fair idea, I pressed Control F4, and now I'm going to load Worm again. Press Enter. It's up. And so that did take a couple seconds, but nowhere near as long. And this is a huge book. 10 million characters. It's giant. And paperback just handles it like a champ. So I just wanted to put that out there because I wanted to see how other applications handle audiobooks. And it was through doing that I learned they don't really handle a whole lot very well.